this is a card. Type these up. While we're waiting for the speakers, the amplifiers, might be more difficult to teach you a new niggin. With the amplifiers, I'm going to teach you a new niggin. This way it's unelectrified. What do they call it? Unplugged? A few weeks ago, the words are simple. Baruch Hinafshi Asasha. Wow. I guess I'm not going to teach them anything.
Yeah.
Life is always about fine tuning. Learned a lot of Musa from everything, from this guitar. Yaakov Chevel Nachalasos. Israel is compared to a Chevel. String, slow. You're attached. Lamala. That's where the source of the Sham is. Lamala. And you have these strings, but sometimes you have to fine tune it. A little off. The sensitive ears can hear something that regular people can't hear. So I'm just reminding me of a story that I told over many, a few years ago. There was a machloikis, and chassidus, each one had a different derech. There was rishon on one side and sanz on the other side. So rishon, divrei chayim, both gedolei leolam, but they had different drachim and chassidus. Rishon was a lot of chitzonius, outside, external. Traced his yichus to Malchus Beis David. So he ran his chassidus with a Malchus. And Tzanz was against such a sheet. So it was a machloikis. Machloikis that might have traveled down to second generation as well. Anyway, I heard this maizah from my Rebbe, Rabbi Freifeld, Zechus Avraham Rocha. Just looking at the strings, it reminds me of this maizah that. One day, the Bava Rebbe, Zechus HaLevracha, Reb Ben Zion, who was the father of the one we know from Borough Park, first Bava Rebbe of America, Reb Shlomo, Zechus HaLevracha, they were traveling together with Hasidim, and they came, they stayed over at an inn, and after davening, the Rebbe, Reb Ben Zion put out lekach, bronchum, which means mezainis and some schnapps. So you have to make a l'chaim. Make a l'chaim. All right. You don't need excuses to make a l'chaim, you know. Fine. So they said, what's the occasion? So he said, it's the Sadi Ger's Yahrzeit. The Sadi Ger Rebbe, Aram Sadi Ger, was a son of the original Rebbe. And Bobov came from Tzanz. So for Reb Ben Zion to make a L'chaim in the yard of the Rishon was not understandable. It's an Alta Machloikis. This is a Machloikis that goes back. You're making on the side of Gers, you're inside Alachayim. So they said, Rebbe, how you talking? Well, that could be this mic, it really is. The story sounds much better. He said, how you talking? Is that possible that you're going to make Alachayim on who? The original Rebbe, the side of Gers, the son? So he said, let me tell you something. I want to tell you about my Alta Zeta, the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim was a Goyen. He was a Tzaddik. He was an incredible Baal Tzedakah. He used to get kvitlich with sums of money every day, and he gave it all away at night. By nighttime, there was nothing left. He gave it away. In fact, his children complained to him and said, you know, Tati,
What's going to be with us? You give away every penny that you get to Aniyim. What's going to be with us? Says, don't worry. Just say you're the Divrei Chaim son. You'll be one more. He was an incredible masvid. He was an incredible tar. So he turned to his chassidim and said, what was I yoyrish from my zayta? What did I inherit? I don't have his tzidkus. I didn't inherit his goyness. I didn't inherit his hasmada. I didn't inherit his chesed. I didn't inherit his tzedakah. So what should I inherit? His machlokes? I'm not interested. Achus. You could have kept the machlokes going because the Zaydah kept the machlokes going. But what do I have in the Zaydah? Nothing else of the Zaydah. So I should just take his machlokes. This instrument, yeah, each one has a string, different note. So, if you don't know how to play it together, it sounds horrible. But if you play it together, it's an incredible harmony. And that's calling so achus. You can't be petty, you can't be small, you can't be macbid on every little thing. You have to let things pass over. Pass over your head. As if it doesn't exist. In fact, I'll give you a great advice on marriage. This time you're going to go out, maybe next year, all right? Go into shul. There's a sefer from the uncle of the Beis Yosef. And he writes there, that's an unbelievable kiddush. He says that, how was Chava created? Right to the side of Adam, but he was in a tardema, he was in a sleep. What did you have to put him asleep for? You had to put him in a sleep to take the side out. It was anesthesia, you know, if you could have done without it. Hashem was telling him that sometimes you gotta make believe you're asleep with your spouse. When it comes to things that you don't like or you want to be macron, make believe you're sleeping, you didn't hear it. So he writes, incredible. You created Chava to put him sleeping means sometimes make believe you're sleeping. You didn't hear that. You're asleep, you don't hear anything. So just like, I didn't see that, I didn't hear that, and you go weiter. Just go weiter. That's what shalom means. Shalom means sometimes you don't call the person to the mat for everything. Whether he's your roommate, whether he's chafusa, you know, you're not so active. Because the shalom is, there has to be the harmony. All the strings together sound melodic.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Some of us are worried that we go back home, temporary home. We might fall into some of the same things we try to leave when we came to Israel. It's something that we have to worry about. We hope in Israel we gained a lot. We were kind of different Torah, we were kind of Midas, we were kind of Iris, lights. Lights that dispel the darkness. But there's something to be a little trepidation about. We're going back. If Israel is a Golas, then the Golas should be Golas. Panechi haster aster panai. It's a double hester. Some Gedolim learned that what's the double hester? Nevi haster aster. Hashem will hide himself from you, and he'll hide the fact that he's hiding himself from you. You think you're okay. But don't just break. Haster aster. He hides the fact that he's hiding from you. I want to give Dibrei Nechama a little comfort. I'm just thinking of this mindset. Just now, this mushel came into my head. And I think it's apropos for anyone who's going back. How to look at yourself, even in the nefilas, which undoubtedly is going to be the nefilas. How we shouldn't chuck the whole Israel experience because it had a nefila. Isn't that as much as from the big tzaddik? He said that one time a disease broke out. And the disease was you contacted insanity. You became a meshuggah. So when it's spreading very contagious, very quickly, and the doctor of the king came running to the king and said, "Your Highness, this disease is going to affect the palace any moment. But I have two pills that we can take, and we won't be affected. We won't be Mishabai." King was a very smart person. And he said, "Let's say we take these two pills. What's going to be? We'll act normal. Because we'll be normal. But everyone else in the country tribe will be Mishadoyim. They're going to look at us that we're Mishadoyim. And they're the same people. Because the two, the minority, the me, is acting differently. We're going to be pariahs and outcasts." So the doctor says, "Good gefrecht, it's a good kasha. But you know what? So you know what? We'll act like the Mishigoyim. We'll act like the Mishigoyim. So that they won't have any kindness on us. We'll be like them. Conform." So the king was also very smart, said, "If we're already acting like them, so why take the pill? We're going to act like Mishigoyim already. What's the difference? Take the pills, you'll be like everybody else." The doctor said, "That's the chilek, my friend." He said, "They are real Mishigoyim. We're just acting like Mishigoyim. Come to Eretz Yisrael and put in a melech b'Torah and you learn Torah. You're stark and dominating. Our Shabbos is the Shabbos. The aura of Torah is inside. We're kind of a lot of aura Torah. You go back to the crazy world, and there are a lot of Mishigoyim. There's a lot of earthliness. There's a lot of pursuit of materialism. There's a lot of decadence. They'll look at you and say, 'Hey man, you're insane. You must be from Mars. What kind of person are you?' You know what? expectation. And the pull is pretty strong. And, you know, we might give in here and there. And we might conform a little bit. Peer pressure. Might even be family pressure, you never know. So what are you supposed to think? No, so I'm falling, so I'm not the real guy. So I didn't shy, I didn't grow. The difference will be that the Torah that you learn and acquire is the pill that says the difference between me and them, I'm just acting. That's not the real me. I'm a nechila, but that's not who I am. I was kind of Eretz Yisrael. I was kind of Torah. I was kind of an or. That's my panemius. They're taka nuts. But even if I fall, it's not the real me. Neshama should have to be daily. By me, Ritzoneinu la'avodas malkeinu. I want to serve you, Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's what I acquired in Israel. And even if you don't feel it, you should know that it's there. Because the Kedusha for Eretz Yisrael is the Kedusha. The Beis Mikdash Shalmata, connected to the Beis Mikdash Shalmal. You acquired and absorbed lights that you don't even know about. If you do fall, you have to know, that's not me, I'm just acting. They're not acting, that's how they really are. And that's how the real essence is. With that, you have to go back. The belief in yourself, that you grew, that you changed. Not that your tzitzis got longer, you grew a beard, but that your neshama yearns to come closer to Hashem. But you want to feel the paninis of what Shabbos is. You want to feel the paninis of a real dominant. That's who you are. That's what Eretz Yisrael did for you. When you went to the Kairos HaKadosh, when you went to the Tzadikim, every light was a deposit in your neshama. And even though it might be hidden when you go back and you're going to fall, just remember, you're on stage. It's only an act. That's not who you really are. We are that it's not enough to believe in Mashiach. You have to be mitzapa for Mashiach. You have to hope and you have to yearn for his coming. Not just a belief. It's more than that. You have to be mitzapa lubiyosai. Mitzapa lubiyosai. Im kozeh hakelo. Ala bihis marmea. Hakelo. There's waiting, not just belief. The way. Just can you imagine when Mashiach is going to come? And all of a sudden he's going to bring with him all these lights, all these revelations. If a person's tummy, going to be a machitza, it's going to be a chatzitza.
It's going to be a separation.
You won't get it. Person with tumah is not going to be able to get it. There'll be a chatzitza. Tumah separates. So he says, you have to go to the mikvah. So Mashiach all of a sudden comes, boom, I'm here. Here's the revelations. He said, wait, I'm not getting it. I go to the mikvah. The door's locked. Everyone's running to the mikvah Mashiach. I can't get into the mikvah. And you're not near an ocean. What are you going to do? All the areas are coming down, and you say, I'm not getting it. I'm not hopping. So he says, go to the mikvah, have in mind Mashiach. I'll tell you one tefillah for Mashiach. Why? Because then it's not just a matter of you believing in Mashiach. It's a hakalah, you're waiting for his coming. The haraya, because you're toivling, in case he comes today, I'm ready for him. I don't have the tumah, I don't have a chatzitza, I don't have a machitza. I'm ready to be mekabel, give me the iris. I thought that was a boy with it. Toivling for Mashiach. What do you want when Mashiach is going to come? No anti-Semitism? Okay. It's pretty good. But sometimes anti-Semitism reminds us that we're Yidden, so it's not, in a way, it's not that bad. It has its positive and negative points. Mashiach comes, we're going to have Das. Das. That's what we want. What do we want? Clarity. Get rid of this mixture of bilbul of Tov and Ra. Just want the Eitz HaChayim, not the Tov and the Ra, the Eitz HaDa'as. Just think about that. What if he shows up? All of a sudden, I'll be ready. Now someone asked a great kashya. He says, you know, the night of the Seder, you know, Shvei Chamosko, we open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. Do you do that by your Seder? And you know, he comes and drinks that wine. You ever see that wine go down? We think it does, right? I mean, it does. You know. So we have to open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. Let's open the door for him. He can come through the window. He's a malach. He can walk through the wall. He needs a door. Eliyahu HaNavi, the malach. Right? If all the doors were closed by the Bris Mila, you didn't let him in. You think he wouldn't be able to come in? Eliyahu Malach HaBris? So why do you open up the door for him? So someone said, you know, you're not opening the door for him. You're opening the door for yourself. You want to show Eliyahu that if he walked through that door at the second, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go right now. It's for you to show that you're ready, not for him. What if he would walk through the door now? Are we ready? He said, wait, I gotta get my iPhone. Hold on 1 second, I got stuff on you. Or we just say, take me, I'm gone. Mashiach would come. He says, I want to have the iris. He said, wait, I got so many things to do. You'll be panicking. We have to yearn and be ready for him. Be ready for him. Our yearning makes it happen. That's my boom.